It was a tough week for keeping hands warm amid Arctic cold and for keeping the federal government open, for now, amid a funding push over operational curbs on ice. The heat came down a bit, at least briefly, in Minneapolis. A controversial Border Patrol commander was swapped out for Tom Homan, the border czar and a man not without controversy of his own. Mr. Homan was the subject of a Monitor profile a year ago. You can find the link at csmonitor.com/daily. A member of Congress was rushed by an assailant and stood her ground. The president suggested it might have been staged. Greenland seemed to simmer, Iran to bubble. In the coming weeks, we should all be feeling the transcendent power of sport, the Super Bowl, the Winter Olympics, the World Cup. Today, find Stephen Humphrey's report on protest songs wrapped around an Australian artist. That story got us talking about looking deeper into the increasingly sonic nature of demonstrations in America. Remotely triggered car alarms, hotel lobby chanting. What does it mean to raise a noise, joyful or otherwise? Also, you can listen to Linda Feldman, our Monitor breakfast host, talk with her predecessor, former Monitor editor Dave Cook, on our latest episode of Why We Wrote This. That's at csmonitor.com/whywewrotethis. Here's a brief excerpt featuring Linda and Dave.
So you've already touched on this a little bit. What goes into getting someone to appear at a Monitor breakfast? How do you talk them into basically trapping themselves in a room with 25 reporters for an hour, right? Yeah. I mean, how do you talk someone into doing that?
Well, with greater and greater difficulty, being breakfast host was a wonderful privilege. But the hard part of the job was, as you say, getting people to come. Mm-hmm. It got harder and harder because, in some ways, it was because the breakfast had been successful. So press secretaries who had done their due diligence knew that people had sometimes come and shot themselves in the foot. So the first thing you have to do is figure out, who do you think your colleagues in the press will want to come and hear? Because otherwise, you end up being embarrassed and having to cancel the breakfast, which is not a great experience. So, one, who would be of interest? Two, who is the best person to contact? Some of that's gotten easier.
This is the Monitor Daily Podcast for Saturday, January 31st. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, February 3rd. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor stories. President Donald Trump's nomination of Kevin Warsh to head the Federal Reserve calmed markets, but the former member of the Board of Governors could also set the Fed on a new course. Laurent Belsey reports for the Monitor. Myanmar's junta-backed party has secured an overwhelming victory in the country's first elections since the military seized power in 2021. While the exercise was widely denounced as a sham, some in Myanmar hope it will inch the war-torn country toward democratic norms. Contributor Akash Hassan reports for the Monitor. The United States has a long history of civil rights protests. Our cultural commentator identifies a through line of resistance from 1960s Mississippi to 2020s Minnesota. The wrestling between civil rights advocates and their opponents is baked into American life, he writes, affecting people, policies, and policing. Ken Macon writes for the Monitor. Musician Billy Bragg talks about writing City of Heroes after watching the heroism and solidarity of ordinary people in Minneapolis. His protest song carries forward the lineage of such troubadours as Woody Guthrie and others. Stephen Humphreys reports for the Monitor. The cold, the dark, the slush. We love to hate winter, but the season holds unique opportunities if we're willing to look deeper. In our overbooked lives, it's a welcome time to slow down, reflect, and rest. Contributor Samantha Liney-Purfas writes for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Ian Case, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.